Okay, this is First Touch Training at the Guild today, September 15th, and let's get started. So we're going to actually have Bob Corey come on up here, and he is going to share with us the goal of First Touch.
Again, Bob Corey, I got about 5 minutes, I guess, so kind of have somewhat of a little cheat sheet, but I probably really didn't need it, but I think a lot of, especially leaders, know what our goal of First Touch is. I think it's even in some of our material, but I kind of want to get a little more detailed on that. You know, I looked up goal in the Oxford American Deaf Dictionary, you know, and I just quickly wanted to see what that meant if people didn't really know what that word meant. So, you know, in that resource, it says, quote, object of a person's ambition or effort, destination, aim. And then kind of thesaurus-wise, other words for goal, purpose, objective, target, aspiration. So, again, just to reiterate the First Touch team goal, which we're all here. We're all part of this team. A little bit tweaked a little bit, but still the same goal that we've always established. To help new and longtime guests feel welcome and to get them connected in a spiritual forming relationship. For example, life group. Serve on at least one of the many programs or teams that we have here at the Well, etc., and to help create a warm and inviting home to worship and connect to God and each other. That's kind of how I see our overall goal. Kind of how do we accomplish our goal at the Well? And I wanted to kind of give an example. I think some of you probably heard this from Brad, from Katie. Kind of use the scenario of inviting someone to your home for dinner, maybe a social gathering, a family function. You know, kind of how does that happen? You know, you've got some people coming to your door, to your home, you know, right away. And keep this in mind as we're out here at North or at Fig. Here comes people, especially the new-timers. You open the door at your house. Hey, you welcome them. Usually, you know, you should be smiling. You're going to maybe handshake, a little hug. You know, some people don't like that, but smile and look them in the eye and be sincere. I mean, that's their first impression to me is part of our whole goal. At your house, again, you're going to show them around. You know, you're going to, hey, the restrooms are right down the hall. You know, take your coats. Again, make them feel welcome. You know, sit down, relax, have a seat over here. Can I get you anything? Again, you know, you're not going to leave them, hey, open the door. If they walk in, you just go upstairs. I know we've kind of used this scenario before, but it's just like here at the Well, North Fig, wherever we may be. You want to have them start there at the door, and then throughout their whole experience at the Well, the Well experience, we call it, we want them also to feel welcome and warm so they, you know, enjoy the visit. Whether it's at your home, in your living room, whatever's going on, it's a good time. Same thing at the Well Church, to hear the word, to get fed, to be connected, and so also that you want them to come back. Now, granted, you may have people come to your house that maybe you don't want to come back. I don't know, but we want to give them a good experience and let them feel relaxed, especially the new-timers, newcomers and guests. So I think that's really the initial feeling is that, I don't know, we'll get into roles later about some of these new roles and positions, but I think that's our main focus of our goal. Okay, I don't know if there's any questions there or anybody up. I didn't have any feedbacks on that. Kind of agree, maybe you don't agree. All right. Well, that's it. All right. Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Bob actually mentioned on here spiritual forming relationships as part of the goal. You're probably like, what in the world is that? And what does that part? What does that have to do with a First Toucher? We're starting, we've told you before, First Touch is a part of the connections process. Brad uses often, how many of you guys have heard him use the analogy of a whirlpool? We want to create a current here at the Well. We want to create a current of people getting involved and getting into spiritual forming relationships. That's now a new adoption of the First Touch team. it's funny, people often ask if they're getting involved in a ministry training. They're like, hey, I want to be a greeter. That's what First Touch do, right? They greet, right? And so we want to get away from us being greeters and now becoming kind of the hosts and the hostesses of the well, to where there's another thing, and the leaders keep asking me, you're going to talk about the no point policy, right? You're not going to talk about that. So I said, I'll talk about it. Basically, have you guys ever been to Save Martin? And you'll ask for where the peanut butter is or where the juice is or whatever. Somebody works there, so she could probably testify to that. But am I right? They are not able to point, right? They have to actually walk you to where the peanut butter is or where the milk is. They're not allowed to just go, oh, it's on aisle 14. You know, they actually have to walk you there. And so that's something that we want to implement here as well with the First Touch team, is we never point like, hey, where's the bathroom? Oh, it's over by the lobby. It's like, you know what, let me show you. Or, hey, where's, you know, I've got a, you see a newcomer, you can clear, you can, I mean, the longer you've been attending here, you can probably point out a newcomer. I mean, they might as well be having a sign on their forehead, especially coming to this campus, because they're like, where do I drop my kids off, you know? And so just saying, hey, can I help you with that? Do you need to know where the nursery is? Or if they've got a crying baby and they, you know, they're too young to go in the nursery, just say, hey, we've got a cry room type thing. So we just want to get into the habit of not necessarily pointing, but walking people to where they need to go. Because it just gives that extra little bit of just heart. And what Bob was saying, creating like, this is our home, and we're inviting guests into our home and helping them along this experience. I want to give you now a bigger canvas, a bigger view of what Connections is and how First Touch fits in that. Brad talked a little bit about our assimilation process. Just to let you know, our goal as Connections is to help people move from guest to family. And so First Touch, we would adopt that same goal, to help people move from guest to family. So when we say guest, we mean a newcomer. Someone's new to the church, and so they're a guest. And family, meaning people that really call this their home. They're in spiritual forming relationships, and when we say that, they're in community. They're in life groups. They're on ministry teams. People are in their lives that are asking them the hard questions. That's what a spiritual forming relationship is to us. First thing is Connections. Like I said, it is a guest-to-family process. The assimilation process is basically what we call, it's an invisible process. The guest-to-family assimilation process is invisible to the guest. To the teams, it's very much on paper, intentional. It's kind of like we're trying to create that whirlpool effect. When people come on, there's different things that are in place. Like, for instance, everybody, including us, after today, will be trained to ask 3 questions when anybody comes on campus. And we'll get to those. But that's a part of our assimilation process. We want everybody within their first year. We had somebody come in and actually do an audit on our church. He probably did not know this. I guess it was an official audit. That's not the right word. Have you ever heard of seeker shoppers? We had a handful of people come and do that. We weren't allowed to tell our teams. I think we tried to leak it out to a few leaders, but we weren't officially supposed to. And so they gave us, at the end of this process, they gave us a binder full of feedback on what these people experienced at our church. And good news is we got great views with our greeters and stuff. But there were a few things that, because of that experience, we've tried to implement. What we've learned from that process is if a person is not connected or makes some type of connection their first time, they have a 50% chance of not coming back. If they don't make a relationship connection or get involved by 6 weeks, they're gone within the first year. So there's some things that we've learned through that process of knowing, okay, our role is so important. We actually, just a side note, we have one of the biggest teams at the well, our First Touch team. Obviously, this is probably only half. We have 71 people on our First Touch team. This is obviously not all of them. I think this is about 50 of us. And so the rest will be listening to the recording, I guess. So needless to say, we have a huge impact on this campus, and so that's why we're wanting to train and to have you guys a part of our assimilation process of getting people connected before it's too late and they're gone. Another thing that's important to note is that we do a census every year and a survey. We learned that we have 80 newcomers a week. And so that's 80 new people figuring, you know, either visiting our campus or, you know, so 80 new people a week. obviously, we don't have 80 new people staying each week, so we have a huge back door. So this is just our job to kind of get to know them, figure out if this is the right church for them, and how we can connect to them. So that's kind of our job. I talked about three important questions that we're going to implement connections-wide that we want everybody to be asking, including First Touch. The first one is, have you picked up a quick start guide? And a quick start guide is this right here. I think Brad talked about it a little bit in the preliminary session. And this is our quick start guide. It's just the general information. If you have not looked at one of those, I encourage you to, just to know what's in there. Second question is have you been through discovery? We want people to continually hear these questions and hear these things, go, why does people keep on asking about discovery? You know? And so they go, gosh, I guess I better check this out. That's like the fourth person that's asked me. So we want everybody to be asking that question. And the third one is, are you in a life group? Originally, we were going to ask, are you in a spiritual forming relationship? But we probably thought we'd probably lose a lot of people on that one. And so we translate that. Yeah. So we kind of simplified it and asked, are you in a life group? Since we want people, everyone to be in a life group. So those are the three questions that we want to ask. You're going to see in a little bit, Ben's going to come up here shortly and talk about roles. And on each role, those are those three questions of what we want everybody to ask. So, I'm sorry, Jody's going to be doing that. I probably just really freaked Ben out. Sorry, Ben. He's like, I better look at those roles. Okay. Jody, you want to come up? And he's actually going to talk about our roles. We're implementing some roles. And, you know, this is just kind of one of those things. We want to be clear. We want you guys to feel like you know what you're supposed to do on a Sunday. So we've implemented four different roles, positions. You guys have been doing them, but now you're going to actually know what you're doing, and there's going to be more value and reason to it. And he's also going to talk about our Sunday meeting schedule.
Shall I have the mic?
You shall have the mic.
And it was passed from Katie to Jody. Much like the torch of the Olympics. Okay.
This is in your packet, by the way.
Yes. And we're going to get through this fairly quickly because this is going to be common sense to you guys because you've already been doing this. How many have not actually served ever on a Sunday in First Touch at all? You've just signed up for First Touch and you've never actually done it. Okay, a few of you. So some of this you're going to need to pay attention, and that'll be. But for the rest of you, this is going to be perfect. You're going to go, I've already done that, so that's fine. Our first role that we are going to be implementing is inside Roamer, and the reason it's first is because we need to spend the most time explaining it. Inside Roamers are going to actually not wear a name tag, not be part of the official, what do you say, structure of a Sunday First Touch team. It's going to be your job, should you be doing this, it's going to be your job to be covert. you are incognito, so to speak. So you're going to be inside. Here in at the North Campus, you'll spend most of your time walking up the aisles, finding those people that are obviously by themselves, that don't know people, that are sitting there kind of looking around. When does the service start? It's supposed to start at 5 and 7, and it's not starting right now because everybody knows that it starts about 7 minutes afterwards. that goes here for a while, but the new people don't. So they're looking around. So the inside roamer, that's what you're going to be doing, is you're going to look for those people that need to get connected, and you're going to spend time with them. If you find one, then you're going to sit down with that person, and you're going to spend time getting to know them, finding out who they are, what they care about, why they want to know more about God, and why they're here. So that's the inside roamer. Questions you want to ask. Can I sit with you? My name is X. How are you today? How long have you been attending the well? Have you met anybody you know? Connect them with anybody. That's the key. And what are our questions again? You're going to repeat these with me. Number one, have you gotten a quick start guide? Have you been through the discovery? Are you in a life group? Thank you. You guys are good at this. Okay. Outside roamers. Outside roamers are fairly simple. What you're basically doing is instead of being covert, now you're going to be wearing a name tag, and they're going to know you're part of the First Touch team, and your job is to connect people, into show them where the kids need to go. Your job is to show them where the food is, where the bathrooms are. Walk them there. Like Katie said, that's very good. Questions here. My name is Jody. How are you? How long have you been attending the well? Can I show you where the Kids Connection area is? Do you have any questions, and can I help you find anything? That's pretty basic. Most of you guys have been doing that already, but feel free, hold on, feel free to, when you meet someone that's new, spend the time, when you find somebody that's new, spend the time on that quality rather than making sure that you say hi to everybody. So if you're an outside roamer, find somebody that's new, spend that time with them, invest in that person, and make sure that they get connected, because that's what we're about. If you find and connect one person, you've done your job for that week. That's all you're here for. Bob.
It was more of just a general comment, Jody. I think as everybody's sitting in there and they're here in these roles, they may think more about what they'd like to do. They may be more comfortable being someone that sits down with someone in the main service. And maybe some people on first touch really don't want to do that, but they'd like to be outside, maybe at the door. I'm saying that now as you go through the roles, let them be thinking about that.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right, Bob. What we want to do is make sure that this is something that you want or feel gifted in. Like if you're not an inside roamer person, like I don't like meeting new people necessarily. Like maybe this is not the team for you, but but inside roamer is a new level of I need to be an extrovert and be comfortable sitting down with someone that I have no idea who they are and I don't know what connections they have to this church, and they may know everybody. They may know more people than you do, but for your job, it's going to be your deal to figure out, okay, who are they? How can I get them connected? Because that's why we're here. So thanks, Bob. I appreciate that. All right. Moving on to ushers, which, granted, I should put in a caveat. I was talking to Brad, and there are definitely going to be differences between First Touch at Fig and First Touch at North because of the sheer number of people. So Fig, we're going to implement these roles over time as necessary, and basically we're going to be doing everything all at once. And so that's our deal. At North, you're going to be a little bit more delineated because you need to concentrate because you have more people. Ushers specifically, this role is going to make sure that people can find a seat. So it's going to be your mission to understand where the open spots are in the seating. Right now, I've heard that they are on the front and the sides and in the middle in that big spotlight area. So therefore, i.e., hence, ergo, you will put people in those spots. So this person will wear a name tag and find places to sit for people. And the questions again, have you gotten a quick start guide? Say this with me. Have you been through Discovery? Have you been in a life group? Thank you. You guys are so good. And front door greeters, my favorite. This is the Bob Corey original right here. If you are an extrovert, the people at the front door, they see everybody. Everybody comes through there. It's really hard to have quality relationships at the front door. But what we want people to do there is be genuine. Just make sure that somebody says hi to that person. There's a bulletin to hand out. That's what you're there to do, is to make sure that they get a genuine smile and they get said hello to. But still, if you meet somebody that's new, they have a ton of questions, leave one front door greeter there, spend that quality time, show them to wherever they need to go. If they didn't get, you know, shown by the outside roamer or the inside roamer, etc., make sure that you focus on that quality. And again, our questions are, have you gotten a quick start guide? Have you been through Discovery? Are you in a life group? Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's my time. Dr. Carveth, yes.
The quick start guides are wonderful.
Yeah. Are they small enough to fold and put in a back pocket? Yeah. I've seen, I actually don't have one, a quick start guide. Maybe I should look at such thing. What a wonderful thing.
All righty.
Thank you, Mr. Winter. That was very good. One thing that we are implementing, we've been implementing, but we now you know why we're implementing it. We are implementing a 45 before the service meeting. So you will arrive 45 minutes before your service. So if you're a 10 o'clock or a morning person, you'll arrive at 9:15 for your team meeting. At the team meeting, what that basically is, it's a time for you guys to meet as a team. You will meet with the connections coordinator, which will either be myself or two other people, and they'll just let you know what's going on. Hey, we've got discovery coming up in 2 weeks. The reason being, we want you guys to be, we don't want you have to divert to people. We don't want somebody to ask you a question and go, oh, let me go ask my team leader, and team leader doesn't know, oh, let me go ask Katie or Brad or somebody knows that, I think. So we want to train you guys to know those questions. We want you guys to have those questions on hand and to know what's going on. So we're doing that at 45 minutes to the service. It'll be a 15-minute meeting, and at the end of the meeting, you guys will pray with your team. And don't worry if you're not comfortable praying. You don't have to right away. You're like, I don't want to come and pray. But, you know, depending where you are, yeah, that's what's going to happen at that meeting. That is upstairs in the cry room. Good. So you'll come whatever time you need to be here. If you're a north person, you will meet in the conference room, which is upstairs / cry room. At the FIG campus, do you know where you guys will meet for the FIG campus? Fellowship hall? Okay. You guys will meet in the fellowship hall for the FIG campus. Okay. Next thing, you know what? Let's turn to your map. You guys have a little map of the North Campus here. Because this is a new campus for us, I'd love to just point some things out. I was going to have Ben come and do a great presentation on this, but since we're short on time, he's probably really excited. He doesn't have to do this. But what a couple things that I wanted to point out is our Welcome Center foyer right here. If you guys can see where we're looking, foyer, Welcome Center. Welcome Center is where you want to push newcomers. Push newcomers to that place. The walkers, all of the Kids Connection classrooms are over here in the orange. So know what ages go where. Another thing to note the location of is the high school room and the middle school room, which is over here, which are actually right behind us, kind of what we hear right now. And then the other important thing is nursing moms will often come on campus. Their babies are a little bit too young to put them in nursery, and they're just not comfortable with that. And so we have what's called a cry room. And that's just a place where they can breastfeed if they need to. Their child, can you say that on a recording, by the way? Okay. Well, there'll be a private room. How about that? Where they can, if they need to just let the baby sleep or whatever. But that cry room is actually upstairs, what is considered our conference room. It's not officially launched, but we can still put people up there. I mean, I'm saying it's not officially launched as of September 15th, but it'll probably be launched by October. So we should have that run up and running pretty quickly. You can send people up there. Just make sure they know it's not finished. Like, we will eventually have a TV and sound piped up there. There's no TV, no sound. So they can still hear, but it's just not where we're going to have it type thing. So just let them know it's in process.
Yeah. I had several people come to me and ask, is the high school room and the middle school room open during service? Are they there?
Yes, on this side, there's a lounge. Have you guys all seen this? Check it out if you guys haven't seen it, just so you know where you guys are. We've got a lounge. It's got a TV, some games in there, Jeff's desk. That's considered the student lounge. This is actually just considered the student classroom. And so high school and junior high will function out of those, but primarily you'll hear this one called junior high and this one called high school. They will be open. The lounge is junior high. As of right now, at North, will happen at 10 o'clock and 5 o'clock. High school, they just encourage people to go into the service. They do have a weekly meeting on Wednesday nights. So the high school and junior high meet here at North. I think it's from 6 to 7 and then 7 to 8 in this room back here. So that's they have a midweekly meeting on Wednesdays. Okay, at this point, I would love for you guys to pull out this First Touch Training Well Knowledge Assessment. If you guys can spend about 3 minutes, go through it as quick. I know there's a lot of questions. You probably won't get through them. But what I'd like to do, this is good for yet another $10 gift card to Starbucks. So what we're going to do is take some time, fill it out, give your best answers, and then we're going to go through them and make sure you have the right answers. The person that had the most answers right will get a $10 gift card to your local Starbucks. What was that? You will not turn this in, by the way. You're gonna. This is on the honor system. Grade your own paper. Or how about pass to the left? Oh man. Okay. Da, 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 da. Okay. Number one. Where can I find general information? Okay. Wait. This is the scenario. If someone new asks the following questions, write your response below. Where can I find general information on your church? You could have said three places. Hopefully, you said at least one of them. Our website, one. Info table to talk to a link host, two. And then three, pick up a quick start guide. So,
the info center account is a welcome center?
Sure. Number two. I am new and I don't know anyone. What should I do? You could, yes. The first thing you want to have them do is fill out an info card. And to check the appropriate boxes. If you guys have looked at an info card, there are all kinds of boxes that you can check. It says, I want to be in a life group. Check this box. I want to be on a ministry team. Check this box. I have a prayer request. I want to know more about my relationship with Christ. If those people have any of those questions, those are not just buttons that nobody checks. Those are, we have people that follow up with each of those things. Even down to the person that puts a prayer request, we actually do everything. Okay. I would like, or what are two places for the number two still? If they're new, what would you connect them to? Just, right. Yeah? Or what would you suggest them to get into? How about that? I'll rephrase.
Jared or Lacey?
Life group or ministry team. So those are two great places for a newcomer to meet new people. Number three, I would like to get into a life group. How do I get into one? You can fill out a link card or an info card. Or have them, if it's an actually launch night, which will only be two nights out of the year, you can actually have them sign up on a Sunday. Make sense? Where do I put my tithe check? There should be tithe boxes at the back of the sanctuary. We don't take an offering. Some people are like, what? You don't take an offering? So tithe boxes are in the back, and there's one in the lobby. You can also, yeah.
Technically, where you put
checks. Yeah. Okay. What is discovery?
Learn about the well.
Yes. It's a class. The most general information or the explanations you can get is it is a class for newcomers. It's also, just a side note, it also is a class for, it's a requirement of leadership. And so if you've not been through discovery and you plan on getting into leadership, that's a great next step. Where are the bathrooms located?
I will show you.
Okay, that is five extra bonus points. If you put, I will show you, you get five extra points. But yes, they are located off the lobby for your own knowledge to take them there. What is the link gathering?
It is a...
There you go. What it is, it's a 15-minute well info meeting for newcomers. We do them, actually, I think that's the next one. How often do we do them? Every other month. So it's ran by our link host, and it's basically to ask very, or to answer very generic questions like, what time are your services? What are your values? It's like a discovery wrapped up in 15 minutes. So it is as basic as you can get for the newcomer. Okay, testing your well knowledge. What are our four values at the well? Anybody want to give it a shot?
Equipping, connecting, mission.
There you go. Connecting, community, equipping, mission. If you did them in order, you can actually give yourself an extra bonus point. So connecting, community, equipping, mission. What is our mission statement as a church? There you go. Connecting people to God and to each other. Number three, what is a link team? Or what is Link Team, previously known as Ministry Link? The team that connects people to life groups and to ministry teams. How many guilds are there in a year?
Four.
There you go. There are four in a year. Do we have a cry room for nursing mothers?
One.
Oh, I'm sorry.
November 10th.
Yes. What is the next date to the guild? November 10th. Good job. See, we're already trying to keep you up to date with what you can tell people. Yes, November 10th is the next guild. How often are life groups launched? This is a tricky question.
Fall and spring?
Fall and spring. Fall and spring. Twice a year. That's a tricky question because we've changed it recently. So twice a year is what we'll do this run. So we just did our September launch. We won't launch life groups again until January. If people want to get into life groups, still connect them our way because we will try to get them into life groups. That doesn't mean we can't get them into life groups, but we just don't officially launch them until January. We do connecting groups. We'll actually do them the next one I believe is in November. So we do those I think we do those 3 times a year. So November, don't quote me on this, but November, March, and summers. So I think we do those. And then I asked Jared this morning, I go, now how often do we launch life groups? Because we tend to change it. He goes, 2 times a year. I go, okay, 2 times a year. So 2 times a year is what we can put our money on. Okay. The name of our kids connection director at North. Mary Van Allsburg. Now for one extra bonus point, who is it at FIG? Cindy Hefner. Okay. True or false? Every new person that fills out an info card gets a welcome note.
True.
That is true. The Well currently offers 4 services.
True.
We have 3 services here at North and 1 at FIG.
False, Kingsburg.
The Well Student Ministry meets on Wednesday nights. True or false?
True.
True or false? All of our teachers are background checked in our Kids Connection, but not our teachers' aides.
False.
False. They are all background checked. First Touch Knowledge. What time are you supposed to report to your First Touch team meeting on the week that you are serving? 45 minutes prior to the start of the services. Name 3 people on your team. That's obviously to yourself. And then hopefully you knew your name and got 5 bonus points. Okay, so raise your hand if you got 5 points or more. At least you knew your name. Come on, you had to at least get 5 points. Raise your hand if you got 10 points. Keep your hands up high. Okay, wait, I'll let you count them. Actually, go ahead and count them. I don't think you guys have counted them. This was... After checking your answers. Okay, so 5 points or more?
I missed 2.
10 points or more? 10 points or more. Get them up high, people. I can't see your armpits. Okay. 10 points or more. 12 points or more. 13 points. 14 points. 15 points. 17. 20. 23. 25. Okay, what'd you get? 23. 23? Okay, let's see.
Oh, last question. What is that?
Last question. What's a significant question? What is the address of our location currently? Neither one of you? Wow, the CBC here. Okay, how about, what is our website? Did you know it? Okay. Somebody give me a good question that we could do a tiebreaker. Okay, there you go. Jody Winter, come up and get your gift card.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, that is all that we've got for our training. Any questions? I would like to open it up for any questions you may have on your role or anything. Any questions? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, a role, all of this that we've talked about will take effect immediately. James, did you have a question? We probably won't do this at every guild. Yeah, now that we have a recording, once you guys have newcomers, we'll just refer them to the recording. We may do it maybe once a year, but I don't anticipate us doing a training every guild, if that makes sense. Question? Any other questions? They'll take them a couple days old, yeah. Yeah, there's no age requirement. I think it's whenever the moms are comfortable with leaving them. Yeah. So I know they have a max limit. They're going to kick them out once they're walking or something. Or crawling confidently. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, come on. All right.
That's two steps. You'll learn by watching.
Any other questions you guys may have? Well, hopefully we have, yeah, we have, most teams now have about 10. So we should have enough people to be at two people at each station. And so hopefully you're not both. Now, you guys, this is also not an absolute rule. If we see you pointing, we're not going to be like, you know, I mean, God, you know, this is just a concept that we want it to feel like these are our guests and this is our place. So we just want to implement that as a good rule of thumb. Now, if you're the only person pointing out or, you know, handing out bulletins and someone asks you a question, you're like, what do I do? You know, just tell them.
I think another comment on that, too, is, you know, right, if we're at the door and you've got two outside. You've got two at the door, you've got two inside, mm-hmm. and you've got some folks as inside roamers. Through that process, you hope that these people are someone's going to take care of them. If not at the door, and then in the next stages, I would hope.
Absolutely. Good
not
point.
Only that, but if you're at the door and you see somebody that's not even on a team that you know, like, hey, Bob, can you show the person real quick? Because I'm sure the congregation is going to want to help out with that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. Just ask other people. Yeah, it's a good point to just pull somebody else to have them take them or to take your spot. That's a good point.
If someone says, I'm not on tonight, then they're in trouble.
Yeah. Somebody else have a question? Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that what Save Mart does? She actually works at Save Mart. So. Okay. Well, is that it?
Oh.
Yeah, actually, once we start implementing our meetings, that'll be in our cry room, 45 minutes to the service, your leader, since they've actually already met with the connections coordinator, so they know everything that's coming up. So if they don't, you go, hey, tell me about what, you know, what do I need to know? They should know everything. You know, they should be able to tell you when the guild is, when upcoming events are. So,
And the bulletins, too, I would think, Katie, they're going to, I hope, they should start putting things ahead of time. Other than life groups launching, the high school thing, next guild, November 10th, mark your calendar.
Yeah, the bulletin is a good, I'm only repeating this for the recording. So the bulletin is a good rule of thumb also to use on knowing what's coming. So any other questions?
Is it possible if we get
now, having which parts of the thing laminated?
Roll.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
absolutely. Yeah, we will. We'll give you all those resources up in the conference room. They might not be in the conference room because that's not necessarily our station, but we're going to have an area for First Touch to keep all their stuff. By the way, all the ladies with purses, sorry, James, he's probably really rushing. If you guys, beautiful welcome center that's down there, we will be designating a shelf for you for like purses and stuff like that, along with name tags. So you know where the new welcome center with the beautiful granite on there? You guys can now keep your purses in there, and one of the cupboards, along with name tags, will be kept there. So, James, I'm sorry. Did you still have another question? Okay. I think that's the end of our time. Would someone like to pray for us to Mr. Corey?
I will.
Okay.
Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, God, again, we just thank you for every day, God, that you give us. I just want to thank you for these people, God, these people that have stepped up. I want to see.